It's Amelia Burke, who is a Senior Digital Media Director in Health Communication at Westat. And Amelia has had a lot of experience with digital and social media campaigns, was the author of The Social Framework for Planning and Evaluating Such Campaigns. And she's going to talk to us today about how you use digital media to measure behavior change, which of course is one of the challenges of using it, is how do we know what we're getting out of it. So I will turn it over to Amelia.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much, all of you guys, for being here, and thanks to all my co-presenters this morning. As previously mentioned, I'm the Senior Director of Digital Media at Westat. I also wear another hat, which is a Program Director for CDC's National Influenza Vaccination Campaign, which I'll talk a little bit about today as a case study example. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about how to think about using digital media to support your behavior change objectives in your public health campaigns. I always like to set goals for my presentations, sort of tell you where I intend to take you today. So I have two goals for today. The first is to demonstrate how social media can provide the tools for measuring behavior change. And the second is to show what the connection is between Ryan Gosling and public health communications. Okay, so you're all sitting there saying, well, okay, we like to look at lovely pictures of Ryan Gosling, but what does he really have to do with all of the various issues that we deal with sitting in this room today? Well, the thing is that viral memes are abundant online. There's Sad Keanu. If you're familiar with Sad Keanu, this was a photo that was taken, and it's been replicated all across the internet. There's LOL Cats, which everyone, I think that's actually now even a show on Bravo about the company that produces these shots for the web. But, you know, people are obsessed with cats online. And if you're a fan of the Hunger Games like I am, there's a plethora of Katniss and Hunger Games related memes that have been created online. And then there's Ryan. And he's got a whole set of memes that have been just created for him. So there's the Hey Girl meme. There's Ryan Gosling and LOL Cats. So you've got the two combined, sort of creating a powerhouse meme. And then you got my personal favorite, which is Ryan Gosling cuter than a puppy? The thing is that all of these things, they provide us with humor, they tap into our fascination with celebrity, they give us that 5-second kind of moment to kind of step back and laugh during our day. But when your goals behavior change, how does something like this help you? Darren Carr from Social Media Today says that, in fact, social media provides us the tools to understand what our consumers doing and why are they doing it online. And BJ Fogg, who you may all be familiar with, has taken that one step further to say that, in fact, interactive technologies can drive behavior change and that's, in fact, happening today. But I think the looming question is what is happening? What are people doing? So I'm going to share an example of what we've done for the food campaign. And just to take a step back, the CDC's National Influenza Vaccination Campaign is a national annual campaign that strives to raise awareness about the importance of getting your seasonal flu shot. And as part of this, as we were sitting around trying to figure out where does social media fit into this, we wanted to make sure that our strategy supported that objective. And ultimately, we want people to get vaccinated, so we were trying to sort of move in that direction and go just beyond the sort of awareness metric. Well, it starts with, you know, we started with the idea that social media is much larger than Facebook and Twitter, and we don't always want to go back to those two platforms as kind of your mainstays for social media. They also aren't always appropriate for your campaign, right? So doing a Facebook page or an ad buy or whatever it is, it doesn't always support what you're trying to do in your public health campaign. So what did we settle on? Well, we decided to work with meetup.com. And so for those of you who may be not as familiar with Meetup, it is an online social networking site. Basically, people meet up online, they organize themselves online, and then they meet up in person offline. So if you are moving to a new city and you want to find people like you or have that similar interest like you, you can go to meetup.com and search for people. If you are living in a city and you love dachshunds, you can go to the Dachshund Lover of Brooklyn meetup and walk your dachshund with everyone else in Brooklyn. Likewise, if you go to APHA and you're in San Francisco, you can, you know, meet up with, you can sort of attend different meetup events that might be happening around that event. So that's a kind of platform. Just to give you the scope of it, it is comprised of over 11 million members that make up over 100,000 groups across 45,000 cities worldwide. So it is a large social network. And it's all self-organized. So it's everyone that's sort of getting together and they're just meeting up around what they find to be most interesting. So CDC worked with Meetup to identify 75 groups across the country. And the way that we targeted these groups were, of course, you know, and I'll get into this in a minute in a little bit more detail, but we wanted them to align with our target audiences, which were pregnant women, parents and caregivers of young children, older adults, chronic disease sufferers, and healthcare providers. In addition to that, we did target them based on low vaccination areas. So we wanted to make sure, you know, this is a voluntary program so people could opt in to, you'll see what we did with them, but essentially go and support the campaign. However, you know, we definitely were trying to find groups that were in traditionally areas of low vaccination. And so these groups, just to give you an example, so we got groups that were pregnant mother groups, parenting groups, older adult groups. And we also had healthcare provider groups. It's not shown on this slide, but the last two that just popped up were chronic disease groups. And I just want to pause here for a moment because I think it's pretty incredible because while people don't necessarily consider themselves to be chronic disease sufferers, we were able to target our groups to find groups that aligned with that larger target audience. And so what did we do? Well, we challenged these groups. We said, replace one of your normal meetups that you would do, whether it's a mommy and me play date or going for a walk or a dinner, and instead of doing that meetup or in addition to that what you'd normally do, go get vaccinated together. And we provided them with the flu locator, which is a HHS CDC resource, and we encouraged them to find local you know, Walgreens or wherever pharmacies in their area and go to get vaccinated together. So what were the results? Well, as mentioned before, when I implement and evaluate social and digital media campaigns, I use what's called the social planning and evaluation framework. This is the evaluation component of it. Social standing for strategic online communication insights and learnings framework. And there's four components that it looks to sort of organize your data under: reach, which is, you know, how many people did you effectively reach through your campaign, insights, which is what did you learn, actions, what are those tangible actions that resulted because of your campaign, and value, which is essentially assigning a value to your campaign as much of social media is labor intensive. For this particular presentation and campaign, we looked to find the data that would be sort of in these two verticals, insights and actions, to support our behavior change objectives. So in terms of insights, we saw a 12% increase in intention to get vaccinated. We saw a 28% decrease in negative attitudes towards flu vaccination. We heard anecdotally from groups that by doing a campaign like this, we were able to actually help everyone sort of knows about flu vaccination. There's enough marketing out there to do it. It's sort of on the list of your everyday things that you all have to do, we all have to do, whether it's getting the kids to school or getting a project done at work or going to grad school at night or whatever it is. Getting your flu vaccine isn't always the thing that you're thinking of, and it's not top of mind. So this sort of doing something like this and helped to keep it top of mind and be a reminder to people to go do this. And then I think more importantly, we heard from groups that by making it turnkey, we made it really easy for them to go and do this together. We didn't ask them to do another event. We didn't ask them to go out of their way to do something that they normally would get together. So if you're going to get up on a Tuesday evening and go out and go have dinner, you can go out to a Walgreens. It's not that big of a difference in terms of what you're asking somebody to do. In terms of our actions, we saw that the messages were mentioned at almost 1,000 different group meetings. Almost 9,000 group members heard the messages. And also very important, I think over 50% of people who heard the messages at the meeting shared it with a non-meetup.com member. So the message and the communication didn't just stay within those groups. And ultimately, we heard that people got vaccinated. And over 300 people got vaccinated through this program. And I pause here because in the world of possible vaccinations, 300 may not seem like a lot. We did view this as a pilot program. It was the first time this has ever been done from the CDC public health flu campaign side, as well as from Meetup. Meetup had never done a public health campaign like this before. So we kind of knew that we'd come away with some learnings, but to be able to drive vaccinations as well through this program is also pretty powerful. So ultimately, when you align your social media with your goals, you can take something like this, which is just for fun, and leverage those same kinds of phenomena to support your flu or your public health messages. So just a couple of key takeaways. There's a movement to use social media to measure behavior change, and it's currently being done. The opportunity to connect the online and the offline world make the health behavior tangible and doable. You can consider the insights and actions vertical of the social framework for data to support your behavior change objectives. And in fact, Ryan Gosling does have a place in conversations around public health communication. So thank you.